From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. European leaders divided over the migration crisis. Europe's migrant crisis Tuesday focused on the Hungarian capital Budapest, where authorities briefly shut down the main train station. Hundreds of migrants, mostly from the Middle East, were left stranded outside as they sought passage to Austria and Germany. Hungary's foreign minister, Péter Szijjártó, took aim at the policy on mandatory quotas of migrants for each European Union member state. He says it failed because it encourages both human traffickers and immigrants, and he says those who take steps to stop the influx are smeared with false allegations. Meanwhile, the International Organization for Migration said Tuesday more than 350,000 have made the perilous journey across the Mediterranean this year to escape poverty, persecution, and war. South African President Jacob Zuma escaped an impeachment bid Tuesday over his government's refusal to arrest Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who was under indictment by the International Criminal Court, and allegations of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide in Darfur. Musi Mamani is leader of South Africa's opposition Democratic Alliance.
This government has officially abandoned Nelson Mandela's commitment to a human rights-based foreign policy on the 15th of June. That was the day Omar al-Bashir was smuggled away from South African soil in defiance of an order of the North Gauteng High Court. It was an escape aided and abetted by President Jacob Zuma himself.
A local court sought to detain the Sudanese leader attending an African Union meeting in June. The government insisted Mr. Bashir had immunity. Tuesday's vote failed to reach the one-third of the 400-seat parliament. This is VOA News. Concerns over the weakening Chinese economy and the future hike in a near-zero U.S. interest rate helped fuel further downward pressures on global markets Tuesday. In London and New York, shares lost 3%. Sam Stovall is a U.S. equity strategist with Standard & Poor's Capital IQ.
The S&P is in correction mode, meaning that it recently broke below the 10% decline threshold. We actually fell as far as 12.4%. So right now, I think the jury is out, but it looks as if we are retesting those prior lows. I think the real problem is that now investors in the U.S. are worrying that the U.S. itself is headed toward recession, possibly dragged bound by China or of its own accord.
China's official manufacturing index for August fell to its lowest level since 2012. Supporters of the international nuclear agreement with Iran moved to within one vote Tuesday of mustering enough support to protect the deal in the U.S. Congress when two more Senate Democrats said they'll support the pact. The Senate returns to formally debate a Republican resolution disapproving the accord before September 17. The added support was welcomed Tuesday by U.S. spokesman Mark Toner.
We're very pleased with the support that we've seen thus far. Those senators who've come out and members of Congress who've come out publicly in support of the deal, we're going to continue to work that and try to increase those numbers.
Their support means 33 members of the Senate, 31 Democrats, two independents who vote with them now support the deal. Al-Shabaab militants assaulted an African Union base in southern Somalia Tuesday, killing at least 19 soldiers, reportedly taking others captive. The death toll was provided by a high-ranking Somali official who told VOA that a similar number of AU troops were abducted by Al-Shabaab. The attack occurred exactly a year after Al-Shabaab's longtime leader, Ahmed Abdi Godani, was killed by a U.S. drone strike. The United States has warned both sides in the South Sudanese conflict to end the fighting or face international sanctions. Fresh fighting has been reported this week in Jonglei and Upper Nile states just days after a ceasefire was to have gone into effect as part of a peace agreement with the government side last week. A U.S. spokesman Tuesday said recent fighting by forces of both sides runs contrary to the truce and terms of the deal. Several previous ceasefires have also been broken, prolonging the 20-month conflict. At least two Malian soldiers were killed in a pre-dawn attack against an army checkpoint outside Timbuktu in northern Mali Tuesday. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility. Jihadist groups linked to al-Qaeda seized control of Mali's vast area north in 2012 until a French intervention the following year. The government condemned the violence and urged signatories to a peace agreement to honor the document that was signed in June by both Bamako separatists and a pro-government militia. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.